This week's Torah has been sponsored. Lichvoit Simchas Haba Mitzvah Shel Avi Storm. Chof Gimel Eir, Tuesday, the 28th of May. Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, a brocha following a brocha.
Again.
Maybe I should have said this earlier. It's not necessary, but if you have a siddur near you, it might be helpful. Not too much. The shiur is going to be as follows. A little bit. The idea is supposed to be a bit interactive, so feel free to speak up. I'm going to say I'm going to begin with a Gemara. Say over a short Gemara discussing the halachos of brachos. And I have a lot of kashas on the Gemara. Most of them are from Tosfos, other Rishonim. But I don't know if I'm going to even need to ask the kashas. I think people will be able to ask the questions. And you'll hear in a moment. The Gemara is a Gemara in Pesachim Dakov Dalet. The Gemara begins with a story. Ula Ikla Lupumbedisa, Ula visited Pumbedisa. And Rabbi Yehuda sent Rabbi Yitzchok his son to go find out. He said, Zil Amti Leke Kol Adaperi, go take Ula, Motzei Shabbos, go visit Ula. Yehuda sent his son and said, go visit Ula. And take him a basket of fruit, and then he'll want to taste the fruit, he'll have to make Abdullah, and then you'll hear the exact Nusach Abdullah. I think the Pshat is like this, because the Gemara has a Machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, what the Nusach of Abdullah is, whether we make a Baruch HaMavdol B'Kodesh HaChol, or Mekadesh Yisrael. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, so he wanted to hear how Ula paskened. Lemaisa, the Gemara has a story that Nachman didn't go, he sent Abaya. Abaya went, and Ula said a bracha, Baruch Amad B'Kodesh HaChol, Besuloi, nothing more. Rashbam learns that means a very short bracha, Baruch Amad B'Kodesh HaChol. So the Gemara then says, Meisve, I have a question. And the Gemara brings a brisa, and this is the brisa that I want to learn with you today. Meisve, kol brachas kolon, the brisa says, all the brachas of the Anshei Knesset Gedola instituted, Poseach ben Mabaruch, Bechoysim ben Mabaruch. They begin with a baruch and end with a baruch. Every bracha has two baruchs. A baruch in the beginning and a baruch at the end. In a moment I'll say examples. Chutz mi birchas ha-mitzvahs, or birchas ha-peiros, or bracha ha-smocha l'chavrita. The Brisa has a few exceptions, huh? Oh, good. The questions are coming in. That's right. Very good. That's the point. We have a lot of examples. What we're going to do is we're going to go through the siddur and get as far as we get, and try and work out the brachas that don't fit with the rule. But let me just say the brachas, very good. So the brachas was, all brachas are start with the baruch, end with the baruch, except birchas ha-peiros, birchas ha-mitzvahs, a bracha smuch al-chavrita, or bracha achrona shebe kriyashma, the last bracha after kriyashma, the bracha emes v'yatzav, yesh mem poseach baruch v'nechoysam, some of them begin with the baruch, don't end, some of the exceptions that we said, and some of the exceptions, yesh mem shechoysam v'ein poseach, some end and don't begin. That's the final example in the Braisa. So the Gemara says that's a question in Ula, who just said Baruch Amad B'Kodesh HaChol, and he didn't have a Psicha and a Chsima. So the Gemara answers, it's a short bracha, it's like the Brichas HaDor, it's just like Brichas HaPeiros. That's the Gemara. But the point is, the Braisa, again, let me just go through the Braisa now more carefully, that's what I want to concentrate on. The Braisa said every bracha is for those who start with the Baruch, and end with the Baruch, unless. So let's give an example. The first bracha of Shemini Esra, the first bracha of Shemini Esra begins with a baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. It's not a question. Why doesn't it begin in Elokeinu Melech Haolam? The Gemara says in brachas, every bracha has to have Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So Tosfos asks that question. But it begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and it ends Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avraham. The first bracha in Shemini Esra, a classic example, begins with a baruch and ends with a baruch. That's fine. Chut, except Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMitzvahs, so that's Laniach Tefillin, yeah, there's a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidushanu B'Mitzvot V'Tzvon Laniach Tefillin, first bracha, we're making the first bracha on the Siddur, so that's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, short bracha, and only has one baruch, Birchas HaPeiros, a bracha on food, so that's can demonstrate Baruch Atah Adonai Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidushanu B'Tzvon Laniach Tefillin, it's a Birchas HaPeiros. Right, and a bracha smuch al chavrita. Bracha smuch al chavrita. Bracha following a bracha doesn't have a baruch. So, for example, the second bracha of Shemini Esra begins atagibar. Why doesn't it begin baruch atah Hashem? Why does it begin atagibar? Because a bracha following a bracha, and a bracha following a bracha doesn't have a baruch. There's an interesting machloikus. The Rashbam and Tosfos, Rashbam and Rashi, in two places, say that the reason a bracha following a bracha doesn't have a baruch is because the baruch in the beginning of the previous bracha, in the beginning, serves as the baruch for the second bracha as well. So after Gibra doesn't have a baruch because the first baruch in the beginning of Shemini Esra serves that baruch. Tosfos learns it's the bracha at the end. It's the bracha at the end of the first bracha, the baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Avraham, the bracha at the end of the first bracha that serves as the baruch for the next one. And there's nafka minas. So that's an example of a bracha following a bracha doesn't have a baruch. So maybe another example is benching. The first bracha benching begins baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Avraham Azonos Ha'olam, ends baruch atah Hashem Azonos Ha'kol, begins the baruch, ends the baruch. The second bracha benching, Noi Delecha, doesn't begin with a baruch because it's following another bracha. Yeah. So what I'm going to do today is go through the Siddur and try and work out...
Daf Torah as well.
Daf Torah, go on. The first bracha. Okay, Daf Torah is a whole discussion. we'll see if we get there. I'm going to go in the order of the Siddur. The first bracha of Daf Torah begins... who can help me here? Baruch Atah Hashem.
Shebach
HaBim Tovim. Where does that bracha end? So Tosfos says in the Machzorim there's a hefsek by the words Ne'emon Ato. And it looks like it's the end of a bracha. So it began with a bracha and the end of the baruch. And the next bracha doesn't begin with a baruch. And Tosfos is bothered by that, because there's no bracha at the end of the first. There's no baruch at the end of the first one. So why does the second one begin with a baruch? Why doesn't the second one begin with a baruch? But Kitzur Tosfos says it's halacha, it's all one bracha. Ne'emon Ato is a hemshech. Why is there a gap in the Machzorim? So Tosfos discusses why is there a gap in the Machzorim. I've looked in the Siddurim, most Siddurim, the gap remains. Are those that have taken out the gap? I don't know what's correct. Tosfos says there's a gap there. Why is it there? Okay, let me go in the order of the Siddur because it'll be easier for people. And if you have a Siddur, you can follow inside. Let's go through the order and see which brachas work and which ones don't. The ones that don't, we'll raise the question and try and work out the pshat. So the first bracha, I think it's a shachar. Al Tiri Sidoim, huh? Oh, so Tosfos says... Right, Tosfos Lechatchil understands that Ne'emon Ato is a new bracha. Yeah. And therefore he asks his kashav. And he says Ne'emon Ato is not a new bracha. Can you hear in the Siddur there's no gap by Ne'emon Ato? The bracha after the Haftarah. Oh, sorry, the bracha before the Haftarah you're talking. So the bracha after the Haftarah. If the bracha before starts and finishes, that's perfect. Yeah. Okay, let me go in the order of the Siddur. Beginning with the Shachar, we'll start with an Al Tiri Sidoim. An Al Tiri Sidoim is straightforward. It's a Birchas HaMitzvos, so it's a short bracha. And a short bracha with one point... is a bracha that has one kudah, one point, one udah, is it begins with the baruch, there's an end of the baruch.
So why do we say at the beginning of davening?
Huh?
If it's a birchas hamitzvah, why do we say at the beginning of davening?
Okay, we don't really, the problem is this, that what we're going to do today is really touch on ten shiurim. If we go through 10 brachas, we're going to go through 10 shiurim. So it's going to be limited. I'll answer you very, very briefly. There is a major... The Gemara says clearly that in the morning you make an Al Tiri Sidoim. It goes through the morning. When you wake up, you say this. When you hear the Tikkun HaTorah go, you say this. When you wash your yadim, when you wash your hands, you make an Al Tiri Sidoim. It's the Gemara and brachas taf tzamach aleph. The question is, what's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the chiyuv? Is the chiyuv because a chiyuv for hakdamat davening, or is the chiyuv because you wake up in the morning, it's like a koyin, or is it connected to the tumah on your hands? So there's different shittas, and we're showing them exactly what the chiyuv of that Al Tiri Sidoim is. In principle, it certainly shouldn't be said in the beginning of davening. However, some have the minhag, just like all the brachas, the other brachas, the Birchas Shachar, that they've sadded them in shul, for either because of Dami Aretz or for other reasons. So too, this ends up being placed over there, according to some of the choice. But the first bracha that we make is... So again, each bracha we're going to go through, we can really have a shiur on the bracha, but we're going to try and focus on this point, just the nusach bracha, understand here. Al Tiri Sidoim, a birchas mitzvah, it's a bracha on the washing of your hands in the morning. Yeah, it's not part of davening, it's a bracha on the washing of your hands. In the siddur, we massage with basic lessons. Straightforward. Ashiyotza begins the baruch, and ends the baruch. Okay, it's a long bracha, it begins the baruch, ends the baruch. But isn't it next to Al Tiri Sidoim? So Tosfos asked that question. And Tosfos says, it's a bit complicated, the words of Tosfos seem to say, well, Al Tiri Sidoim isn't always followed by Asher Yotza. The Mashal asks, Tosfos should have said Tosfos brachas, Asher Yotza doesn't always come after Al Tiri Sidoim. Okay, but let's go the way the Mashal understands what Tosfos should have said. Asher Yotza isn't always following Al Tiri Sidoim. A bracha that sometimes follows another bracha, and sometimes doesn't, it's sometimes independent. You make an Asher Yotza when you come out of the bathroom. So therefore, it's sometimes an independent bracha. So therefore, they instituted it with a baruch at the beginning and a baruch at the end. That's straightforward. The next bracha in the Siddur, well, this depends. I just saw, I didn't even know this, in Nusach Ashkenaz, or in the Siddur that I picked up over here, it says after Asher Yotza, what does it say? Some say, Elokei Neshama. That answers too. Yeshnoi Brichas Elikhaina Shoma. People do? Everyone says Elikhaina Shoma right after Shiyotza?
No.
Okay. No?
No.
Okay. So let's explain the two things. Why does Elikhaina Shoma. Elikhaina Shoma doesn't start with a Baruch. Right? Now, seemingly, it's a long bracha, it should start with a Baruch. So, many Rishonim ask this question, why doesn't Elikhaina Shoma start with a Baruch? There are some that say that the reason is because it was instituted after Asher Yotza. It was instituted after Asher Yotza, right? Yesh no, you can say over here, some say Lechatchil was instituted to be said after Asher Yotza. That only, and then it's a brachas mechal harita. What do you say?
You make it for the body, and then you make it for the soul.
Yes, and that fits with what the Gemara says that this is for the body, this is for the soul. It's the same toichen. However, the simple pshat in the Gemara is not like that. The Gemara says had matir inish mishnah say the one brachas when a person wakes up from a sleep. Oymer, he says elakayin shomer shen satumi. The pashas elakayin shomer used to be said as soon as you woke up. When we say moidani is not in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention a bracha moidani. It was instituted much later. The Gemara says when you wake up, when you wake up, you say Elikhaina Shoma. So it wasn't instituted lechatchila as a bracha smuch lechavritos as soon as you wake up. The ritual,
Now it's it would be a follow-on from
yeah, but it certainly wasn't instituted like that. But okay, I'll get to that in a second. Yeah. So the simple pshat of the Gemara is kadmati. When you wake up, the ritual learns that means that the bracha is on waking up, but it doesn't have to be said literally as you wake up. But all the other rishonim are not with that. It's literally as you would wake up. They used to make the bracha. What changed? Okay, so there's different rishonim. Why we changed? There's rabbinic yoinim. There's other rishonim. Why did we stop saying it when we wake up? Our hands aren't clean when we wake up. In the olden days, it used to be more holy. Whatever the exact pshat is, it used to be said exactly when you wake up. So why is it not a bracha? Smuchel chavrita. Tosfos asked this question. And Tosfos says, you know what? Elikhaina Shoma is not a real bracha. It's a shevach u'tehila, or a shevach u'tefila, two gersois. It's a praise to Hashem, you know, there's different things. Actually, Knesset Gedolah didn't only institute brachas. When they instituted a bracha, it has to start with a baruch and end with a baruch. But they instituted also other tefillas, or other tehillas, or other shvachos. Like shomim, like when there's rain, there's a nusach moed v'nachm roch, Hashem l'keinu. So it's not a bracha. So it doesn't have the rules of brachas. Part of the nusach, Rosh Hashanah is a bracha. Part of the nusach, there's different ways to learn the Torah, but one way to learn would be, part of the nusach, they put in a bracha to Hashem. That's the way they wanted to word it. But it's not a bracha. It looks like a bracha, but it's not a bracha. That's what Torah says. However, there's other tirutzim in the Rishonim. There is the Tosfos Rosh brings a Ravid, and similarly Shul Yehoyim brings this pshat, and they say this is interesting. Elikhaina Shoma is a bracha smuchel chavrita. You say it when you wake up, but it's a bracha smuchel chavrita. Why? What's it next to?
A
mapil. That's right. Just before you went to sleep, you said a mapil. You get up, you say Elikhaina Shoma, and she does not a hefsek. You sleep a little bit in between. It's not a hefsek. So it is a bracha smuchel chavrita. That's what they say. The interesting from Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yaakov, one of the Rishonim, that says. The reason they moved Elikhaina Shoma is because people used to speak after a mapil. And the main medina is a brachas mechal chavrita, you're not allowed to speak in the middle. You're not allowed to speak in between. I'm jumping, but why don't we speak in the middle of Pesukei Zimra? So Tosfos says, since Pesukei Zimra is between Baruch Omar, the brach in the beginning, and Yishtabach, the brach at the end, Yishtabach doesn't start with a baruch because the brachas mechal chavrita, it's following the Baruch Omar, it's next to another bracha. So the Meila, you can't speak between two brachas. So Rabbi Yaakov says, you're not supposed to speak between a mapil and Elikhaina Shoma. People used to speak. I don't know if that means they spoke at night or they spoke as soon as they woke up. But they spoke. So maybe they moved Elikhaina Shoma next to another bracha, either Shiyotza or Amlam Torah or Brichas Torah. But they moved Elikhaina Shoma in order that it should be a bracha smuchel chavrita. It's an interesting word. But okay, so we have this interesting teretz that it's a bracha smuchel chavrita following a mapil. But la locha was brought, it's not a problem. The Lashon Shel Aruch is called the Brichas Ador. It's a different kind of bracha, therefore it doesn't deserve Elikhaina Shoma. It doesn't deserve a bracha at the beginning. Okay, moving on. So we have all the Brichas HaShevach and the Brichas HaShachar. We thank Hashem for different things. Now, these are brachas following brachas. So why did they begin with Baruch? So the truth is, it's not a question. There's a correct answer, but I'm going to say three answers. Not because it needs three answers. The correct answer is the first one, but it's just an opportunity to go through the other Rishonim that would also answer this question. Yeah, all the brachas that we make. So the truth is, it's not a question. Why do they begin with Baruch if one bracha follows the other? So the answer is a question because It's clear that the brachos were not instituted to be said one after the other. They were instituted each one to said as it happens. That's the way the Gemara says it. The Rambam holds halacha, that's what you have to do. That when you hear the Kohen HaTaron go, you make a noise of the Sechmi Vino, and when you put on your belt, you make a noise of Yisrael Bivura, and when you put on a hat, you make a noise of Yisrael Bisefara, etc., etc. Each bracha you do it as it happens. Each bracha you do it as it happens. That is, so the main thing, they never instituted these brachas to follow one another. So there's no question, it's not a brachas mechal kavrata. There are another two reasons where even had they been, they weren't, so it's not a question. Had they been instituted one following the other, anyway, they wouldn't have a din of brachas mechal kavrata, at least according to the Rebbein HaTam. Rebbein HaTam has two chidushim, which are important. One of them seems to be relatively unanimous, although there are Rishonim that argue, and one of them is a major machlokes. One thing Rebbein HaTam says is a short bracha doesn't lose its baruch. Why? Because a short when you have a bracha following a bracha, so you take off the psicha, you take off the bracha at the beginning. You don't take off the chasima, you don't take off the bracha at the end. A short bracha, he says, psichoson zoi chasimoson. The simple understanding is there is no chasima. We say no. Psichoson zoi chasimoson. The psicha is the chasima. So you can't take it off, because the chasima has to be there. So therefore, a short bracha never loses its baruch. That's how he answers sheva brachas. Why does, I'll talk about the second one, which is the clearest. Why is the second bracha of sheva brachas, Yetzer Adam? I want to do things in the Siddur, but it's just going to take time on the clock, so we'll keep going. Why does Yetzer Adam, second bracha of sheva brachas, start with a baruch? According to Rebbein HaTam, because it's a short bracha. And a short bracha, you never take off a baruch. So the bein of the brachas shach of the short brachas, you never take off the baruch. There's a second point, which Rebbein HaTam makes, which is more important. Which is more practical, more cases that are relevant. That is that a bracha following a short bracha doesn't lose its baruch. If you have a short bracha and then you have a long bracha, you don't take off the baruch of the long bracha. Why? Because it looked like one bracha. Evidently, it's not. It has two protim. Question is how to magdir, but we'd obviously hold it's not called a short bracha. Because it's 2 points. So you start on a car, keep it for now. So if Zimcha allows it to be 2 points, and therefore two oidars, and therefore it wouldn't be called a short bracha. So any bracha following a short bracha. So let me give you an example. The Tosafot says, by Abdullah, we make a boireish, and then we make a boireish, and then we make the bracha of Abdullah. Why is the bracha of Abdullah not called the bracha smuchel chavertah? Why is the bracha of Abdullah not following the Boreish? Bracha is Mechal Chavertah. Huh? So? No. Feirish not. How do I know not? Tosafot asks this question. The Yerushalmi asks this question. First of all, the fact that Boreish is a Bracha Nehanin is also not so poshut. The Pashtus is a Bracha Shevach, according to most. There is a Kolboy that learns Bracha Nehanin, but most Pashtus mean if some of them is a Bracha Nehanin. But Boreish is a Pashtus, a Bracha Shevach. You first have the Hanor, and then you make the Bracha. That's right, it's a Bracha Shevach Pashtus. But So either way, but whether it's following a Birch Sinanin or it's following a Birch Shevach, any bracha smuchel chavrata should lose its bracha. The Yerushalmi asks this question, Rabbi Tam also asks this question. Why does Havdalah start with a baruch? Why don't we say it's following Bar Meresh? Says Tosafos, because Bar Meresh is a short bracha. And when you follow a short bracha, you can't take off the bracha at the beginning. Because if you did, it would look like one hemshech. It would read bracha to Hashem lekeinu melcholam, b'rim b'reish, amavdu b'kodesh lechol, b'ner lechoshech. It would look like one continuation. But mainly, you cannot take off the baruch, any bracha following a short bracha. And this leads us to an interesting kasha. If we move along the siddur, what's the next bracha on the siddur?
After
Abdullah. No. We're holding after the brachas. The bracha Torah. Last of the Torah, short bracha, very good. Birchas mitzvahs, or exactly how to look at it. But last of the Torah, the next bracha, Barevno. Barevno doesn't start with the baruch. Why doesn't it start with the baruch? Because it's following last of the Torah. But last of the Torah is a short bracha. And Rabbeinu Tam just said that if you're following a short bracha, you don't make a baruch. You don't take off the baruch. I'm sorry. A Rebno is a long bracha. Why doesn't it start with a baruch? The simple understanding is because it's following Lasik the Torah. But Lasik the Torah is a short bracha. Rebbeinu Tam says if you have a bracha following a short bracha, if you take off the baruch, it's going to look like one bracha. So you can't take it off. Says Rebbeinu Tam, you know what? It is one bracha. That's right.
Same minion.
Yeah, it is one bracha. It's one bracha that begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Lishon Mitzvah Zitzon Lazda B'Torah V'Rev No continues and ends Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yisrael. It is one bracha. That's Remein Tam. Other Rishonim argue. The Rambam says there's three brachas of Torah we make in the morning. The Rambam evidently holds that if you follow a short bracha, you do minus the baruch. Right? So Remein Tam holds if you follow a short bracha, you don't minus the baruch. But Rav Noi learns one bracha. And there's all machlokes whether it's a harevna or v'harevna, which is totally in this question. Is it one bracha or is it two brachas? If it's one bracha, it's continuation, v'harevna. If it's a new bracha, it doesn't begin v'harevna. Bracha doesn't begin bracha to Hashem, v'harevna. It begins harevna. So it's, yeah, that's the two shittas. And that's why we might not say amen, because of shittas toisus. That's right, yeah. Maybe I missed something out. Similarly, toisus says, the last bracha, I mean, the way it looks like, I mean, maybe it's clear in people's minds, but maybe it could be some Siddurim even says it. But the last bracha of the... I meant to go in order, but it's early in the morning, so... the last bracha... Okay, Nisid, let's put Takas one. Or Ashtabur... Okay, yeah. The last bracha of the Birch Shevach we make is Amar V'Sheinu Me'inoi, Oslum Me'achapoi. So in this Siddur over here that I'm holding, it goes with the Hemshech, V'hi Rotzen. Because again, Tosis learns it cannot be that V'Rotzen is another bracha. Because if it was another bracha, then it's following a short bracha, it should begin with a baruch. So maybe he says it's one hemshach, it's one long bracha. There's a problem to learn it's one bracha as well. In this siddur it says, it's one bracha, and there's no amen in between, and that's why when the chazan says all the brachas loud, he's quiet, by a marvashen, meinesh, lumach, apoy, people shouldn't say an amen, because it's the middle of a bracha. Even though in most siddurim, there's a hefstik, there's a gap. Okay, but Tosis says it can't be considered as two brachas, because then the second one should start with a baruch. Yeah. Right. Let's move on. We're holding, right. So, Barenu, we've done. The last bracha of Chatera is a long bracha, two prachtim, a shabbach banu, and Nazanon is terosa, two prachtim, begins the bracha and ends the bracha. Yeah, so if we move on in the Siddur, help me out, what's coming after this? Where are we holding? Baruch Shomar. Okay, Baruch Shomar is a long bracha that begins with the baruch and ends with the baruch. And that's the bracha before Pesukei Zimra. The bracha after Pesukei Zimra is a shtabach. It's a long bracha. Why doesn't it begin with a baruch? Why doesn't it begin with a baruch? Because it's a bracha. It's a bracha, right? But the bracha has really begun by shtabach. This is a discussion that didn't have stuck. In the middle of the bracha of shtabach, you can't make a hefstuk. Where does that issa begin? The dinim hefstuk are much stronger than the Pesukei Zimra. When does that begin? Because it's hard to say it begins by shtabach. It's the beginning of the bracha. The fact there's no baruch over there is irrelevant. The fact there's no baruch over there is because it is a bracha smachal chavrita, but that's the new bracha. Okay, shabbach. Yitzer Oyer is straightforward. The first bracha of Kriyashma, straightforward. It begins with the baruch and ends the baruch. It begins with Yitzer Oyer v'Rechoyshech, Baruch Hashem Lekinu Melech Olam, and it ends. The first bracha of Kriyashma ends Baruch Hashem Yitzer Oyer. Straightforward, long bracha, a very long bracha, a baruch at the beginning, a baruch at the end. The next bracha, Avos Olam, Av Rabba, doesn't have a baruch in the beginning. Why? Smachal chavrita. Very good. Ends Baruch Hashem Bech Mamis Shol Be'Avo. Good. Emes V'Yatziv. The bracha after Kriyashma, Emes V'Yatziv. Why is there no baruch? So, over here, I mean, the Rishonim asked this question, Tosfos says, because the bracha is Smachal chavrita, it's following Bech Mamis Shol Be'Avo. There's a Kriyashma middle. Kriyashma's not a hefstuk. We already saw someone say the whole night's sleep is not a hefstuk. Kriyashma's not a hefstuk. Like Tosfos says that the Pesukim Zimra is not a hefstuk. Pesukim are not a hefstuk. Tosfos says Pesukim are not a hefstuk. So Mela, Emes V'Yatziv is a bracha following a bracha. Rashbam says something different. It's very interesting what Rashbam says. The din is that although Kriyashma ends Ani Hashem Elokeichem and the bracha begins Emes V'Yatziv, but as we all know that we're Soymach Elokeichem to Emes. To the extent that some people even feel that Kriyashma ends, Shem Elokeichem ends. Obviously, Kriyashma ends and Shem Elokeichem. And the bracha begins Emes V'Yatziv. But there's a din, you have to be Soymach Elokeichem to Emes, because there's a pasuk that says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So it's as if there's two pirushim. There's one pirush, Hashem Elokeichem, Emes V'Yatziv, another pirush, Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'Yatziv. Okay, so you have to be Soymach then. Says the Rashbam as a result, Legabe, the din of brachas, we look at Kriyashma as a part of the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv. That's what he says. The bracha begins from Yisrael. So the mail is right next to Abayi Ramash Rabbi Abba. That's what Rashbam says, that the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv really, since attached to the beginning of the bracha, is Kriyashma. So the mail of Kriyashma becomes a part of the bracha, the Gabi this din, the bracha Smuch al-Khavrita, and therefore it's directly after Abayi Ramash Rabbi Abba. It's much more the Rashbam perhaps doesn't hold of this din of Pesukim and not a Hefzuk as a rule, because it's kashus. The same Pesukim and not a Hefzuk, so there's questions, for example, the bracha of the end of Megillah, or other things. We say Pesukim, not a hefstuk. Why is there a baruch in the beginning over there? Yeah.
If Avraham was smucha to Yotze Amoyos, why do we answer Amen on Yotze Amoyos?
That's not a problem. The fact that it's simucha doesn't mean you can't answer Ami. There's no such thing. We answer Ami beats bracha because there are There is the reason you can't answer bracha by mitzvah be'av is a different nidin. But there's no issue with answering Ami on a bracha simucha habitah at all.
We said Amar v'shei
Noam. We said no, because it's not bracha simucha habitah. Rather, it's one bracha. That was the word. Tosafot says if it was a bracha simucha habitah, we would not delete the bracha. So therefore, he says you have to say it's one bracha. It's not a bracha simucha habitah. The bracha begins Amar v'shei Noam and ends Agoyim l'chum tov l'am Yisrael. It's literally one bracha. The problem is the beginning and the end don't match, and the brachas have to match the beginning and the end. That's the kasha that Jesus addresses.
Yotza Moiris is also short.
Yotza Moiris?
Baruch Hashem Yotza Moiris is also short.
No, again, but no. It's a long bracha. It begins Yotza Moiris and ends Yotza Moiris. It's one huge bracha. Following that long bracha is a... Yotza Moiris is not the bracha. The bracha begins Baruch Hashem Yotza Moiris and ends Yotza Moiris. Right after Baruch. And ends, that's one bracha. And end Yotza Moiris. That's one long bracha that begins the bracha and ends the bracha. Following that long bracha is Avos Olam. And therefore we delete the bracha. That's fine. Mashein Kein Hirotzen is following the short bracha. So therefore we can't delete the bracha. So it must be that it's a continuation. It's the same bracha. Similarly, Barevna, according to Tosfos, it's following the last of the which is the short bracha. So therefore you cannot delete the bracha. So it must be it's one bracha. Yeah, clear? Not so clear. So okay. I know the rule that if it's not clear to some people, usually it's not clear to others also. It's not clear. Okay.
You said it was machlokes whether it's smucha to the first bracha or to the last one.
That's true, but either way, it's following a long bracha. It's smucha to the general bracha. What delete, with sad what are you deleting the baruch? That's whether you follow because of the first one, because of the last one. But it's smucha to both. It's smucha to the long bracha. The time is ticking. Let me, just to try and move on to think which example to do. Where are we holding over here? We've done Kriyat Shema. We've done... Okay, so you know what? Let's move to... I'm going to finish off like this. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. We're in the Foshas Rabbis Chesreina. Kama Hashem Rasa Lachis Hem Nefesh Yochai. Baruch Atah Adonai. What happened over there? Long bracha or short bracha?
Short.
Short. Well, we finished with an interesting nusach. Baruch Atah Adonai. We didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Adonai. But we had a baruch, like without a baruch atah Hashem. So over here, the Tosafos brings the Yerushalmi finishes baruch atah Hashem chayyolam. But according to many Rishonim, the Bavli argues the Yerushalmi and holds that it isn't a long bracha; it's a short bracha. And Mamela, because it's a sofik, so we say baruch chayyolam. What's the pshat in the sofik? So there is a prima goddim that says a beautiful word. What's exactly the pshat of this bracha? What's the translation of the words? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Nefashos Rabbeis Chesreinon. What's the meaning? So the Rishonim we find two different pirushim, both brought in Shulchan Aruch and Zayin. Two different pirushim. Torah brings them both. One pirush is as follows: Baruch Atah, Borei Nefashos Rabbeis, Hashem created Nefashos Rabbeis, Vechesreinon, and their needs, their lacks, are Kol Ma'aseh Brachos Alachis Behem. Their lacks are filled by all the things you created. That's one way to learn the bracha. Yeah, Borei Nefashos Rabbeis creates people, Vechesreinon, and their needs. Is all the things you created. But there's another pshat of the bracha, which Jesus brings. Burn the poshas rabbis. He creates people. V'chesreinon. And their basic needs. V'lechem v'mayim. Al kol ma'aseh brachos. I'm also going to thank you for all the extras, the additions. All the tanukim, all the things you create that are not just basic needs. The tainuk. Right? So we have a two pirushim of the bracha. According to one pirush, it's a short bracha. There's one point in the bracha. That we're just thanking Hashem for our needs. But according to the second pirush in the bracha brought in the Rishonim, there's two points in the bracha. There's two nekudos, there's two idoyos. We're thanking Hashem for our basic needs, and we're also thanking Hashem for all the extras that He gives us. So perhaps there's a prima goddim that's the machloikas here, whether it has to end with a baruch. It doesn't end with a baruch. If it's a short bracha, so then it doesn't end with a baruch. Yeah, it will begin, end of the bracha. But on the other hand, there's another pirush that it's a long bracha, in which case it should end, because it has two points, in which case it should end, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayyolamim. So maybe there's a suffix, so we finish with a Baruch Chayyolamim. Have a good day. No, it's not clear.